cottonmouth moccasins, they're pretty poisonous too. Not as poisonous as a rattlesnake. But it, of course, they play with snakes around there. I really don't appreciate seeing nobody play with them myself.
I'm not going to do it.
Have them snake-proof boots on when they go in there. Ross used to go in there, got bit so many times he quit it. But he used to go in there, nothing on but his bathing trunks. Yeah. Den of rattlesnakes. They took it, but they had one or two. The cameras in there, you know, news camera, and took his picture. Ripley was in there with him one time. But Ripley had on a suit, snake-proof all the way up. Had a picture of him and Ross. But some of the guy time I was up there, a fellow was in there, had what they call snake-proof boots on up to about his knees. And he, most of the time, rattlesnake will bite you below the knees if you're in there. And he'd pick it one day and made him hit him on the boots and see the women run down, you know, call himself entertaining the tourists. Oh no, there was a fellow down in the store. About 25 years ago, I had a store and I sold it. Opened this one up here about 12 years ago, probably. Give or take a year. But I was growing watermelons too, and they caught a mean snake George had out at the field. He was working with me a little bit. The fellow that worked for Ross Allen come down, he put them in a drum. He turned the drum over, you know, and he had his snake box, make him get in the box. And this was an extra ornery rattlesnake. He had on snake-proof boots, but he'd take his foot and snake, you know, kind of, I don't know if you ever messed around a rattlesnake or not, but most of them, they get in a semi-coil like, you know, and the head draws back and they say they can strike their length, which they can, but they hardly ever do, because if they do, they leave themselves defenseless. But most of the time, they get in a half coil with the head sticking up a couple of feet, and they pop you, and then they go back, you know, and be in a place to fight hit again. But that's the way they usually do it. And so when this one come out of there, he was evidently in that half coil. And this young man, that man was pushing his foot at him, you know, making him get back in there. And when he put his foot on the ground, after he got it in the box, like had the box laying on the side, put his foot down, he hit him, and he hit him just above his where the boot comes. Of course, he had a snake kit with him. He got snake on in the box and split it and placed and had a suction pump, sucked the blood venom out. He come on down to the store. He done got scared then. Wanted me to call Ross Allen and tell him they had a doctor at Ocala that was supposed to be a specialist on snake bite, and tell Ross to get that doctor that he's coming up there. He was afraid to start driving, afraid he might pass out. And there was a beer truck over at the other store. That was the only person around there. Wondered me of who he could get, and I said, well, if you don't get nobody in a minute or two, I'll close up the store and carry it, okay? He asked that fellow on the beer truck, he said, how about carrying it over Cala? Snake bit. The fellow on the beer truck said, I got a load of beer here, I got to deliver. He said, you ain't talking, you won't think about delivering beer and a man dying of snake bite, will you? He said, well, in that case, put it like that, I'll carry it. So, of course, he just locked up his beer truck, got on the pickup truck with the boy carrying it.